Welcome to Into the Life with Tom Julian.
Good morning. This is Tom Julian. Thank you for joining me. You've reached 1360 KPXQ. The show is called Into the Life. Today, we're continuing our conversation with Gila Mandelson, and she is the author of Hands Off, This May Be Love, www.handsoffbook.com. And it's an interesting and, I believe, vital book for all people to read. If you are dating, you are considering going out and meeting somebody, this book is going to actually help you to learn how to connect. It's going to help you to actually see that there's much more to the relationship between a man and a woman than just hands clasped, bodies touching. Gila, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. So we're going to get more into this. And the ability to understand naturally requires both to really be on the same level. So I would find that a Christian woman or a Christian man definitely may not be as susceptible to a, whereas in Jerusalem, like a Jewish man is more interested in a Jewish woman who understands the actual principles of the Old Testament. So it, if you're trying to maintain these beliefs and you're trying to maintain the reasons for this, because actually it's really not a spiritual reason to not touch, is it? Am I missing the boat? Because it seems like it's really more the emotional benefit of truly learning how to connect.
I think it's all kinds of things. I think it could even be reasons that exist in God's realm and that we're not even aware of. But as human beings, we believe, as Jews at least, that it's our job to try and understand, you know, the philosophy, the possible philosophy behind the laws that we live by, to make their observance more meaningful to us. And so I see both spiritual and emotional deep reasons for observing these laws.
So when God says no touch, he's not trying to keep people and put people into a form of bondage. There's actually the possibility of actually becoming even more free in that relationship.
It's a basic belief in Judaism that God created the entire universe for our pleasure. And his only desire in life is for us to get the greatest pleasure out of being here as we possibly can. So by that definition, none of God's laws can be punitive and puritanical and meant to oppress us and repress us. They're meant to do exactly what you said, liberate us from the things that might keep us from attaining what we really want. Too often we can become enslaved to our own hormones, enslaved to our own passions. And that's not what I will call liberation. To me, liberation is being on top of this stuff and saying, I know when and in what situation I'm going to use this stuff and when I'm not, so that I can get the most out of life possible, because that's what God wants for me.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, so the woman actually, though, nobody really has the power. It's really both parties coming to a the resolution of let's not touch. Let's learn how to communicate. Let's learn how to not stay over, if you will. You know, there's a lot of that. I'm tired. Yeah, you know, you can stay over. And the next thing you know, you're putting yourself in positions that put you into more positions. So you got to really be careful of that, right? So you really have to be disciplined. You can't just be saying, you know, yeah, I'm gonna do that. We're going to not touch. You have to have a conversation about this, but that's not going to happen, or will it happen on a first date?
Well, it definitely helps if you go into the first date with this understanding that that's the way you're going to conduct things. But in Judaism, and I would imagine in other religions as well, there are what we call fences to protect you from, you know, transgressing something. So, for example, if I'm not supposed to be having sex with any man for marriage, what am I doing, like, in his apartment at 2 o'clock in the morning with the door locked, right? So yeah, that would not be allowed in Judaism. You're not supposed to be in compromising situations where things are overwhelmingly likely to happen. So, you know, if I was dating a man again, and this is how I dated my husband, by the way, with this no touching approach. And I can tell you that we made sure to stay in, you know, places that were fairly well lit and, you know, somewhat populated and One time we happened to be taking a nice romantic stroll on the beach, and we're sitting on the dunes and the sun was going down, and I just said, I think we better get out of here, you know? this is not a safe place to be in right now.
Yeah,
so you have to use your head about this.
You know, it's interesting. I heard a man once talk on law, and he just said, you know, without any consequences, law actually becomes advice. There's really not much you can do with it, and if you have no consequences. And the consequences are enough to make us realize that there's a reason why God has this plan for us of not touching. The consequences may be the emotional wherewithal, I mean, of the being kind of wrecked emotionally. The man, sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to just think that it was a conquest, you know? We can look at it almost recreationally, and a woman may look at it a lot different, but is that the same? You think that feeling or those philosophies that I grew up with, believing, do you think they're still relative today? Do you think the woman is a little bit more emotional about that, and the man is really not as seeing the seriousness of it as more of a recreational conquest, if you will?
I think that's still true probably for the majority of men and women, although I definitely have known men who are more feminine this way and women who are more masculine. But I think a lot of it has to do with the hormone oxytocin. When a man and woman get physically involved, their bodies secrete oxytocin. And oxytocin makes them feel emotionally bonded to one another. But the problem is that there are other hormones that come into play as well. Estrogen, the female sex hormone, increases the effect of oxytocin. So women are likely to feel super bonded when they get physical. Men, on the other hand, who are loaded down with testosterone, well, testosterone depresses the effect of oxytocin. So a man and woman can be doing the exact same thing. Her estrogen is boosting this bonding effect created by oxytocin. His testosterone is depressing it. And so, yeah, she's going to be dragging a lot more emotions into it, and he's going to be viewing it much more casually. But the fact is that after the fact, they're both going to have unwanted memories. They're both going to have experienced some desensitization by having taken something lightly that's meant to be used in a much more serious way. And it's really a shame for both of them.
Yeah, the rule of setting healthy boundaries would really come into play here. You have to kind of protect yourself. You have to protect your soul. You have to protect your emotions. You have to protect how you are going to actually approach the next day, because you want to stay in control of things in a healthy way. But if you break that boundary, then who knows what can happen?
Totally. And one of the things that so dismays me today is a lot of girls completely lack these boundaries. I mean, there are girls who honestly really don't have a sense that their body is their own, that they have a right to say no, that they have a right to choose what kind of relationships they want, and they just go out and get drunk and let whatever happens, happens. And this is really, really self-destructive. And a girl who has self-respect and knows her value will erect very clear boundaries around herself to preserve her own innate sense of self.
Why do you think the Christian community, though, hasn't tackled this from the pulpit? I mean, that's my opinion. You don't hear about it. You don't really see it even. I don't hear it when I would go to what they call singles meetings, how this can really benefit you if you understand this and can set these healthy boundaries. Do you think that society has kind of turned the direction of the Christian community away from the traditional, if you will? And I know that's a judgment call, and I'm not asking you to do that, but I think there's something that you don't hear about it anymore. You just don't hear, hey, you know what, you got to be careful and not have sex before marriage. That really disrupts the relationship, and it breaks it down. Do you think that it's kind of needed a little bit within the community to share, so people really do understand there are consequences to what they're actually deciding to do on a Friday or Saturday night?
Yeah, I definitely do. I can't speak to the Christian community since I'm not a member of it, and I don't want to judge communities
right
from the outside. But look, it's difficult for everybody today. There's a general erosion, I think, in the Jewish world to some degree as well. of a sense of sanctity, if I can use that, you know, very religious sounding word, a sense of sanctity around sexual relationships. Everything is just so casual, and people are so afraid of being looked at as a prude, God forbid, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we're sometimes scared to speak up. And I tried to write my book, Hands Off This May Be Love, in a very down-to-earth, you know, almost like your older sister or your best friend talking to you, to make it clear that, like, you know, this can be cool, this can be normal, there's nothing prudish about this whatsoever. And it's actually an affirmation of a person's, you know, highest goals. It's not running away from anything in fear, saying, no, I want the best that I can have.
We're talking with Gila Mandelson. The website is www.gila-m as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, O, L, S as in Sam, O, N as in Nancy.com. The book is called Hands Off. You can go directly to her site. Is there something we might have missed, Gila, that you might want to add?
Well, I can tell you once many years ago, I was sitting on the couch and all of a sudden my little daughter said to me, Mommy, when a mother and father get divorced, who gets the kids? And I said to her, sweetheart, are you worried about us getting divorced one day? And she said, no. And I said, well, I think we aren't, you know, I don't think I have a reason to be worried about that either. Do you want to know why? And she immediately said, yes. And I think the answer that I told her about why we're not worried, my husband and I, about getting divorced, I think is something that a lot of people should think about. And what I simply told her was, and this is in 10-year-old language, obviously, okay, that because of the way that your father and I behaved when we were dating, I feel that the part of him that I started to love was who he is inside. And that's the part of me that he started to love. And unfortunately, your outsides change. You know, we get more and more decrepit as we age. But our insides don't. I mean, if anything, our insides get more beautiful. So I said, you know, if Abba and I love each other for really for who we are inside, it seems like we'll probably always love each other and we won't want to get divorced. And that's the message that I want kids to hear today, that this is a real possibility for singles to hear, that it is possible to have an enduring relationship. Yes, physical attraction is important and you should make sure it's there, but a relationship is based upon love for who the other person is inside. And if you have that, that is your greatest guarantee that you will not become a divorce statistic and that you'll be able to live out the rest of your lives in love together.
Well said. Gila, thank you so much for being on the show. We'll maybe even bring you back. Would you be open to that down the road?
I'd be more than happy.
All right. This is Tom.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Gila Mandelson, author of Hands Off, This May Be Love, www.handsoffbook.com. This is Tom Julian. You're listening to KPXQ 1360, Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll see you next week at 9:30, Saturday. God bless.